Colby's got a situation with his family, and he's like, I don't know. I need some outside opinions on this, so please call us and give us your advice. Colby, tell him what's going on.
I have an ethical question for you guys. I can't really answer it on my own, so feel like, hey, you know, you guys can help me decide what my family should do.
Ooh, we love this sort of thing. What is it?
If you say that it's okay for me to do it, then I'll be okay doing it. But I'm stuck fulfilling my grandpa's last wish, but I really, really don't want to.
Oh.
Okay.
God, I'm not sure how I got stuck with this job, but because my grandpa asked me to do it and everyone feels like they, you know, just aren't responsible for it. Like it's my job. But anyway, on his deathbed, he tells the family that he felt like he lived this really great life and he accomplished almost everything that he set out to do, except for this one thing. He didn't get to go to Egypt. He's really drawn to ancient Egypt. He always planned to go one day. I remember him showing me all of his Egyptian artifacts that he collected. He had all this stuff from the pharaohs, the pyramids, artwork. He even had an Eye of Horus tattoo on his chest.
Yeah, that's really serious when you're tattooing Egyptian artwork on your body. So what is the thing that he asked you to do?
He asked me that he be cremated and that his ashes be sprinkled in Egypt. He specifically asked me to do it.
Certain places in Egypt? Like where exactly?
Some in the River Nile, and then some others at the Great Pyramid, and even some in Alexandria.
It's a big job.
So clearly you haven't done this yet.
No, I haven't done it. I've had his ashes for 20 years.
You haven't let your grandfather rest for 20 years?
No.
I mean, yeah, they've basically just sat there. They're not doing anything but collecting dust. But nobody in my family wants to book a trip to Cairo, not even grandma.
Yeah, but he wanted you to do it.
Well, yeah, she keeps pushing it back on me. She's like, Grandpa asked you, not me. And I don't know if you watch the news, but flying into Egypt isn't exactly where I want to spend my vacation time. It's a little scary over there in that part of the world right now.
Well, you should have done it when he asked you.
Yeah, right?
My wife said that it's time to get rid of the ashes. She doesn't care how I do it or where, but basically, like, they got to go. And now that grandma's gone, I think I can get away with doing it somewhere nice here.
Oh, he's going to haunt you.
Well, I thought about having an Egyptian guy help me, like, sprinkle them in the Mississippi. You know, because, like, water's water, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it's not the Nile. Okay, I mean, how do you rectify the other stuff? I mean, he wanted to be sprinkled on the coast in Alexandria.
I thought about that. I thought I could sprinkle some in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Oh. You're really getting creative, Colby.
That's funny. Okay.
I found a small pyramid, like an urn, that I could put some ashes in and bury it here.
Mm.
That way I'm at least, like, kind of honoring his wishes.
I mean, it sounds like you're putting way more work into doing it here than it would be to just go to Egypt.
I just think that it's a lot to ask someone to fly halfway around the world to finish a bucket list thing after they've kicked a bucket.
Well, I'm not going to disagree. It is a lot to ask.
Maybe I fly to Vegas and sprinkle his ashes at, like, the Luxor or something and call it a day.
You guys sound really close, you and your grandpa.
Oh, that's sad. I mean, it is a lot to ask on his part, especially if he didn't leave any money in the will for you to, you know, carry out this final wish.
Right.
But how would you feel standing at the Mississippi once you dump those ashes in the river? It's over. You can't get them back. It's gone. It's done.
You could save a tiny bit just in case you ever make it to Egypt.
Oh. If you don't do it, meaning don't follow through on your grandpa's deathbed wishes, don't expect anyone to fulfill your final wishes someday. Karma sucks, Colby.
Oh. Okay. First name and everything.
Wow, this guy is lazy and disrespectful. He wants our blessing to be lazy and disrespectful.
Okay.
Ryan could probably find him a good deal on a flight. Well, that is just a fact. I could.
I think you can probably find very cheap flights to Egypt right now.
You'd be surprised. It's not as cheap as you think.
All right.
Hell no. If you can afford it, fulfill Grandpa's wish by taking his ashes to Egypt. Do not honor his memory by dishonoring his final wishes, saying, don't go dump them in the Mississippi River or in Alexandria, Minnesota, when he wanted Alexandria, Egypt.
Oh, it's almost better just sitting on your mantle than being somewhere that he doesn't want to be.
Let's start with Emily. You're in Hudson. What did you want to say on Love Him or List Him? Do you love Grandpa or do you list his wishes?
My. He would not be my favorite nephew for sure. You know, the scientist that opened up one of the tombs ended up dying from a curse for that. Mm. You know, if he can't do it, then there are plenty of Peace Corps volunteers out there that I'm sure would love to take a backpack and do that journey, or business people that travel there on a regular basis. But shame, shame, shame.
Oh, so you're saying do not disrespect his wishes by doing it here. Find someone who can do it for you.
Absolutely.
Woof. You're my favorite so far today.
Thank you, Emily. Okay, Brooklyn Park's got Michelle, and you've got an idea for him.
I do. I think that he should put a Craigslist ad out and find somebody in Egypt or that travels to Egypt, similar to the last listener, and carry on the ashes to Egypt and do a video of ashes being sprinkled in Egypt.
Do you think that's just what it is? I want my remains there? Or was Grandpa saying, I want you, my grandson, to do this for me as an act of love, bring me there and honor me by doing that? Or will he be satisfied with just some random person doing it?
I think you have to compromise, because if he died 20 years ago, it's a whole different world that we live in. And if he doesn't feel safe and doesn't have the finances to do it, and he's having to try to figure out another way to honor his wishes, he hasn't gotten rid of his ashes yet, so he's thinking about it, but it's not safe. But there are business people and other people that travel that way. Ship them over FedEx or however you can get them over and have somebody else honor it and do the video.
Well, see, I have friends who do tours of Egypt every spring. Dale and Cheryl from Maple Grove, the sweetest people.
Really?
They take people from Minnesota on tours of Egypt. They're big into it. They love it. Maybe we could ask them.
They would
do it. They do river cruises and all that there.
And that would be cool, but I don't know. I just feel like it sort of defeats the purpose of what Grandpa wanted.
I do too.
Right?
Katie, you're in Minneapolis. What did you want to say?
Well... After listening to the other people, I think it's probably a good idea to send someone over there. But I think I read a blog about someone who was recently in Cairo, and they said they probably wouldn't go back or wouldn't do it again because they were so like scared most of the time that something was going to happen. So
really?
I think it's kind of a big ask.
It is.
Especially like, I don't know what it was like 20 years ago, but if Grandpa knew what it was like there now, he might kind of think differently about that big ass.
Yeah, but would he though?
Well, maybe. Okay, hold on a second here. Got an idea. We're calling audibles. What do you think of this? What if we get my good psychic friend to do a reading, connect with Grandpa, get his thoughts on things? Would he still want it knowing how it is today? What do you think of that idea?
That sounds like a really good idea.
And have Grandpa actually answer the question.
Wouldn't that be fascinating?
But would you be prepared for Grandpa's real response? No, don't waste your time and go there now, because it's no longer a thing for me.
Yeah,
it's been
you
20
let me
years.
Go 20 years without honoring my wishes. Don't try to do it now because you want to feel less guilty.
Someone said, shame on Colby. I hope his dashes are dumped in a ditch.
Oh, what a ditch in Egypt.
It's a really great place.
So he finally makes it there.
Somebody looked up the airfare. $1,600 for a trip to Egypt. Come on, you can do it.
Dang.
Amanda, you're from Andover. Do we love this idea or list it?
Absolutely list dumping his grandpa's ashes in the Mississippi.
Oh.
Absolutely list that idea.
Okay. Yeah, if you're going to do it, I mean, at least do the St. Croix. It's classier, right?
Right. Not as brown.
I lost my grandma about 3 months ago, so it's still pretty fresh for me, and I'm actually doing the opposite. I saved a locket of her ashes, so if I go to anywhere in the world that she has never been, I'm going to sprinkle a little bit wherever, but...
Oh, that's so sweet.
I just don't know how close they were, because in a heartbeat, if it was my situation, I would empty my savings to give her her final wish. You know, he just needs to figure out a good economical way to do this. Let him rest. He needs to rest.
Yes.
Yeah, poor grandpa. I do feel really bad about that.
Yeah. Drain your savings to do this? That's so sweet. Oh, Amanda, you're just a darling. Thank you for calling. That's really awesome. Nicole, you're an Egan. You're upset. You think this is just BS, huh?
I do, honestly. I mean, personally, I would love to go to Egypt. I'm just like his grandpa, where ancient Egypt was such a cool time. When I was a child, I wanted to be an Egyptologist. Of course, that's kind of unrealistic, but I mean, he waited 20 years, and that's bad enough, but for him to sit here and consciously make the decision to not even try, I just think it's really disrespectful. And, I mean, he can make the decision on his own, but he's going to have to live with it, and I don't think that his family will look, I don't think they will shine a very bright light on that idea.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Someone pointed out, hey, if Grandpa went his whole life and he couldn't get there in his entire lifetime, why would Grandpa be so judgy that his grandson couldn't get there in the last 20 years? You had a whole life to get there and you didn't do it, old man. So maybe slow down on the judgy train here. Why do we have to hustle and do it just because he died? That's a good point.
It is a good point, but it doesn't really sound like he's tried.
Yeah.
He doesn't really sound like he's been like, oh, it's been really tough and it's expensive to get out there. It's like, oh, gosh.
I have the answer.
Oh, you have the answer. Okay. Here's what we do.
Because we're split. Everyone's saying, do it. Don't do it. Here's why you should do it. Here's why you shouldn't do it. Here's what we do. Get a Ouija board. Old yes, no question.
No.
That's what we do.
Oh, that's great. Lot easier, quicker than talking to somebody.
In fact, why don't we get him back on the phone and we'll pull out our Ouija board and we'll just do it and figure it out. That's, I think, the only way to settle it from Grandpa's perspective.
You told me you got rid of the Ouija board.
It's in your locker. Right next to your headphones where all your stuff is. By your pictures of Dusty and River.
It is not.
No, I slid it right in there.
It is not.
Yeah. It's been by your stuff this whole time.
In the locker next to it?
Has anything bad happened to you?
Terrible things all the time.
See?
All the time.
Yeah.
Do you, we can do whatever you want, but you do remember what happened last time we played with the Ouija board in here.
Yeah, we had a show for almost 4 years. Okay. I feel like that's pretty good luck.
It was day one of the old Crisco, Des, and Ryan experiment, and we did have a Ouija board in here. It was Halloween. That was our first day together, 2016, and we brought the station down, and engineers were running up and down the hallway because we were off the air that day.
So bad that I thought we were done. I was like, boy, one and done for Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
It's been fun, guys. Glad we could have this day together.
Okay, we'll do it after the show.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm in the cafeteria.
No.
We'll ask Colby to do it then.
Okay. There you go. Good idea, Ryan.